T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. And particularly great because today the Eagles start training camp. We all know how brutal last season was. It's been a long slog through about 6 months to get toward the next season. And not that the next season starts today, but the fact that they go to training camp today is important. So hopefully they can wash away the nonsense of last year, get back at it, and just really be a better football team, maybe a much better football team, we'll see. But certainly the dawn of a new era in many ways. When you got Nick Sirianni as the coach, you know, you're going to have Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, even though they haven't named him the starting quarterback. So we'll be all over that today and, frankly, for the next many, many months. Look forward to doing it with you on phone lines. Phil's also with, I think it's fair to say, the win of the year last night. Andrew McCutchen, the home run, that was massive. They needed it. They now are 3 days out from the trade deadline, 3.5 out, so they are in it. We'll talk about that. No longer in it, U.S. women's gymnastics team. Now, they didn't do horrendous, but they didn't get the gold. They got the silver. Simone Biles out with an injury. We got an awful lot to talk about today, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe, hello.
Hey, bud.
Vacuum cleaner.
Can I just say this? How am I? I'm excited because the Eagles. John, I know if you were the player, you'd be kind of dreading it because you ate it the first day of camp. But me as the fan, I'm sitting here in air conditioning. The players are on the field probably doing their conditioning drills. I feel great. I'm as an Eagles fan, the fact that the birds are back is a great thing. All right, that's my answer.
It is a great thing. I do have weird, conflicted feelings inside.
Oh, be
today.
Excited. Come on, man.
I am excited. Okay. I'm thrilled that we will have a chance to see some football.
Yes.
Like actually – see
yes.
some football
yes.
tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't say that, but we John and I are going to be there the next 2 days. So we're going to have interviews with the players, the whole deal. So a lot cooking
that.
Here in the coming days. All right, John,
vacuum
what do you got?
Vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
Used to be horse-drawn. They were so gigantic. They were hauled from house to house via horse-drawn carriage.
It's absurd.
And they'd put these giant hoses through the windows of customers' homes. And a gas-powered motor would generate, the movement necessary to clean carpets.
That's outrageous.
Horse-drawn vacuum cleaner.
We've come a long way, John.
Thank goodness.
We have come a long way. All right, start of a new era of Eagles football, Sirianni and Hurts. But the Eagles have not named Jalen Hurts the starter. Now, we touched, John, on this briefly yesterday. It doesn't bother me. I know it does bother you. You addressed this yesterday, but only very briefly. Why did? Because I want to find out from everyone, 215-592-9494, if they think the Eagles have made a mistake not naming Jalen Hurts the starter. I don't think they have, but, John, you think they have.
Oh,
the floor
man.
Is yours, sir. Why? Why does this bother you?
They made a mistake. They've been making a mistake all along with Jalen Hurts, the way that they've treated him. It's been a shame. I mean, going back to last season. The end of last year. Think about the fact that they refused to name him the starter.
Yeah, that was weird.
Week after week after week. And the players are looking at him like their leader. The players are expressing their confidence in him. And they still refuse to name him the starter to end the season. And then what message does that send to his teammates? It's the message it sends. I'll tell you, the team doesn't believe in this guy as the starter. So surely this offseason they'd correct this mistake, this slap in the face. I was positive they would correct this
right.
this offseason, this misconception that's prevalent amongst his teammates, that the team, the Eagles front office, does not have faith in Jalen Hurts to be their starting quarterback. But instead, it was reported they wanted Zach Wilson to be their quarterback.
Well,
remember
I mean,
that?
Well, listen.
And the reason they traded back in the draft is because they knew they couldn't land Zach Wilson with the sixth pick.
But that's not.
Remember that?
That's not bad strategy.
But
there's
okay,
nothing wrong with
okay,
that.
But still, it's undermining Jalen Hurts. So you have further undermined him when it's established you're trading back. You're not in the Zach Wilson sweepstakes any longer.
But they're not up.
You need to do something to make it better, to smooth it over.
Just naming the starter?
To tell this team that you have faith in the guy that's the starter under center. But they didn't. Now everyone on Earth, and, you know, fast forward, now everyone on the planet knows they want Deshaun Watson to be their quarterback, knows that they have interest, that they believe Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Well, he is.
Legal issues aside, they want him to be here because he's better than Jalen Hurts. Now, he's not here yet.
Right.
How's Jalen Hurts supposed to lead this team?
It's a tough spot.
The Eagles have undermined him repeatedly, despite the fact that his teammates never have.
And you think they
His teammates adore him, Joe, but they doubt him because the team won't endorse him in any way.
And John,
I mean, even something so frivolous as naming him the starter prior to camp. It is frivolous to some degree, but in this situation, it matters. Just like it mattered at the end of last year, but they didn't do it. Just like it mattered at the beginning of this offseason, but they didn't do it. Just like it mattered after the draft when all those rumors were out there, they didn't do it. It matters, and it has grown in importance with every step of the way. This Eagles front office does not know the damage they're doing to Jalen Hurts in that locker room. They're not making him a worse player. They're giving him less chance to succeed because of the perception amongst the team.
Well, I'm fascinated to see how people respond to this today at 215-592-9494. I mean, this is unusual. The Eagles have a quarterback that, if they don't make a trade, we all know is going to be the starting quarterback, but they haven't named him the starting quarterback. I don't remember the last time that happened. This is unusual territory, but it doesn't bother me. I mean, John, let me say this. If you were on the stand and I was the prosecutor and I'm standing here and you're sitting there and I'm following up and saying, well, okay, I heard everything you said there, but regarding the Deshaun Watson situation as it pertains to Hurts, do you really think that it solves the problem that Hurts is undermined, and he is, by the possibility that they could trade for Deshaun Watson? Do they solve that during training camp if they name Jalen Hurts the starter today? And by the way, before you answer that, I'll answer the question. No, the answer is no. It doesn't solve the problem. I mean, Jalen Hurts, if they name him, it's 10:08. If they name Jalen Hurts the starting quarterback at 10:15, he still knows at 10:16 they might trade for Deshaun Watson. It doesn't change.
No.
And so do his
but
teammates.
But his teammates so know that this team believes he's good enough to be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, what they've done, they've proven they don't believe he's good enough.
I think you're under. I don't. It's not undermining. I think that you are. Look, I don't know what Sirianni's going to be, John. Time will tell. But I think that you are, like, as a fan, I'll say, not giving Sirianni sort of the room to do it.
It's
the
not
way
Sirianni.
It is Sirianni.
It's the front. We've learned that the front office has a lot more to do with this than they should.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what this is. I could be wrong, but to me, okay, here's what I think's going on. Really, in a nutshell, I think it's two things. First is Sirianni, this competition thing, I actually believe that he believes it. I'll say this. When they hired him, I guess that was probably in February. When he talked in that first press conference about competition, to be quite candid, I doubted it. I thought it was a lot of nonsense coach talk, and I thought, what a bunch of garbage.
You didn't doubt it, you didn't think it was like steadfast across the board, like it applied at every position.
Essentially,
that's the way I felt.
I felt
like he was saying the right things,
right,
but there's no way you can apply it universally.
Pretty much,
which is what he's trying to do.
That's what the impression is. So I agree with you, and that was how I read it then. The more I've come around on it, I think we've heard from people who have said in his background, this is part of who he is. And as much as the ridiculous rock, paper, scissors thing is ridiculous, he is trying to foster an environment. And you have praised for years Pete Carroll for fostering an environment of
but this crosses a line. I've never been on a team that had the quarterback position up in the air if they had a good quarterback. it doesn't happen.
But we don't know.
Does Pete Carroll say that Russell Wilson isn't the starter? That it's an open competition at quarterback in Seattle?
But we don't know Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. See, and that goes.
Well, he is or not, he's the guy you have right now. So unless you want Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I don't agree. See, here's the thing. This goes to point two of why I believe it's not a problem that Sirianni is not named Hurts a starter. I think there's a big part of this where he's trying to force a young guy who has accomplished very little in pro football. He started 4 games. He won 1 of those 4. I think he's trying to force that guy to prove it. He's challenging him in the next month and a half to prove it.
And it's a misdiagnosis of what Jalen Hurts needs. Do you really think this guy needs further, push? He's dealt with adversity repeatedly, and he's dealt with it pretty well.
But don't back off. Keep pushing him. Keep pushing him.
Not in this specific situation.
You're being soft.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm being realistic about what works in football. It doesn't work that you don't know who the best quarterback is on your roster because your team refuses to name a starter. That's weird. It doesn't work. The team has to believe wholeheartedly in this guy that he's the leader. What he says goes. He is the boss out there on the field. And right now, they've completely cut his legs out.
All right, I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494, at least as many people who can call and get in. Do you think the Eagles have made a mistake? Has Nick Sirianni made a mistake not naming Jalen Hurts the starter? I don't think he has. John does. Obviously, it's going to be a topic, at least in the first couple of weeks of training camp or until they name him a starter, which they are going to do. Where do you stand on it? 215-592-9494. Also, the Phils, there was a big moment last night. There was a big victory last night, and it certainly sets up, a compelling thing as it relates to the trade deadline. They were about to be 4.5 games out, but then Andrew McCutchen said, we're going to be 3.5 games out. Listen to how it ended last night here on WIP. I mean, it was an awesome moment. It really was. And, McCutchen almost always hits his homers to left field. He got that one to right center last night. Awesome moment. I think you can say it might be the victory of the year, particularly given the ticking clock toward the trade deadline, which is in 3 days. If you didn't know, trade deadline normally July 31st, this year July 30th. So they got to make a decision. Dombrowski, Middleton, commitment of money, resources. Are we trading young players for veteran players? They got to make these decisions really soon. And last night certainly emboldens those, including the Phillies, if they are amongst them, who believes it's a season to buy. I still don't buy it. Again, I'm going to be very clear. I can't be moved based on a comeback that looked like the Phillies were about to lose to say, yep, that convinces me. Let's trade the young guys for older guys. I still think they'll miss the playoffs, but listen, I get it. They won a huge game last night, and they very well might be a buyer. I mean, we had John Heyman on the show yesterday. He was very clear with us, Baseball Insider for Odyssey, very clear with us that the Phillies intend to be buyers. Now, I still don't.
Good because
just go all in, John?
They have no other recourse.
Sure they do. They just don't buy.
Well,
maybe you sell.
Then they're going to have no chance. Right now, they have a chance. They're 3.5 out,
yep.
Right? And no one in this division is scary. Now, I'm worried that the Mets are going to buy everyone possible. So you better do some buying, too. And if this team adds a starter, a closer, I'll feel a lot better about their chances. That seems doable.
I just don't think you're going to get. See, here's part of my reason why not to buy. And then we'll get right to the phones.
Package up Spencer Howard.
They might for Kimbrel. I just don't feel. This is my honest.
I'd be great
this
with
is
that.
My honest assessment. I don't feel confident that they would get quality players that make a meaningful difference. I mean, we have seen over the last 3-4 years they have added Cabrera, they added Ramos. They added – no, Jay Bruce I did like.
Okay, different run organization. You didn't have Dave Dombrowski here.
Jay Bruce wasn't a trade deadline move.
Was he earlier?
Yeah, he was part of the Segura thing.
Right now, if you add Craig Kimbrell
I could be wrong. Maybe it was a little after, yeah.
Like
but it wasn't deadline.
No,
it wasn't deadline.
But I think it was like a during a season thing.
Look, we are linked to Kimbrell. Right now, if you add Kimbrell, you then have a real closer, and you can, redistribute Ranger Suarez to allow him to become a starter again, start working his way back to stretching it out? Is that what the term is?
Pretty much.
Something that Spencer Howard seems unable to do completely.
John, I get the theory, but here's my problem with it. And we found out Eflin's not going to be making the next start that he could have. I mean, the Phillies have two pitchers right now. I don't know how in good conscience you can give away some of your better young players to buy older players when I just don't think you're going to make the playoffs. I mean, right now, at this moment, Vince Velasquez is the Phillies' third starter. I know some people hear that and say, that's why you got to trade for a starter. I say the exact opposite. That's why you can't believe in this team this year. That's why you shouldn't trade for a starter. Velasquez is the three. Matt Moore is the four. And Spencer Howard or some schmo coming down the pike is your five. That's not a team I believe in. Now, look, I want to be clear.
This is why they brought Dave Dombrowski here.
Not to build up the
farm system that's non-existent
he's
anyway.
He's not a magician,
to
though.
Get what he can get.
I don't buy it.
In the trade market to make this team better.
All right,
and now's the time to strike.
You've got
a couple days.
You got a couple days. Let's see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. How do you want Dombrowski to navigate this? All right, and then all the details of last night's game, another ridiculous Spencer Howard fourth inning meltdown. The whole thing's so stupid. But Hoskins had the big hit. McCutchen had the big hit. And they win the game. 3.5 out, 3 days to the trade deadline. And also Jalen Hurts, to this point, not named the starter. Sirianni obviously, you know, I don't think he's going to do it like tomorrow. I'm glad Sirianni's doing what he's doing. Make the young guy prove it. Let's go to the phones. Where he stands on it all, 215-592-9494. Greg kicks us off this morning in Willow Grove. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Greg.
What's up, dude?
Hey, John, I understand your point of view from the player point of view about naming Jalen the starter. It's a technicality. I don't know where we got so soft. You earn it. You prove it. And then you don't have to discuss whether he's a starter or not. He just is, if he earns it.
So when does
that
happen?
That's my point of view.
When does that happen?
It can happen next couple of weeks.
Over the course of this season.
Well, it'd be before the season. I mean, you have to have a starter week one. The answer, Greg, is I would expect Jalen Hurts to earn it over the next couple weeks. I mean, here's the other thing. Even if he didn't earn it, honestly, I still think he'd be the starter. Now, that might make Sirianni look bad if Joe Flacco has a better training camp than Hurts. But, I mean, I think there's no way that the Eagles go into the season with Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback. There's just no way.
Absolutely not. Well, when I say earn it over the course of the season, what I mean by it is, yes, during camp, he should establish himself as the starter. But you have options next season. I personally have no interest in Deshaun Watson. But
every guy in that locker room believes the Eagles do.
Well, and they
because they
do.
Refuse because they refuse to name Jalen Hurts as the guy.
But
everyone in that locker room, like Jalen Hurts is in these meetings today and tomorrow and for the next several weeks. And guys are looking at him with a question mark in the back of their head. Is this guy going to be the guy who's going to be my quarterback? They have no idea. And there's something that they're holding back in committing to him, in committing to this offense, and committing to this organization because there's that uncertainty.
You think it affects the teammates that much?
I do.
Why? Explain, John, I wasn't a pro
because
football
player. I want
How does
to,
that work?
Because you want to be, I mean, like the fingers on a hand in a fist. Like you're balled up. Like you are in the bunker with those guys. And right now they don't think he's going to be one of those fingers on the hand even. Like they don't believe that he's the guy that they're going to war with.
And
it would be just very simple. Like whether it holds true or not.
Okay.
For right now, the right thing to do is say he's our starter. So guys can just like affix it in their mind that he's the one that we defer to. He's the one that we listen to first. He's the one that we look up to. A quarterback has this, I don't know, man, special spot in sports where he's the one who's
sure.
supposed to win every sprint at the end of practice. He's the one that everyone just believes in. And it's, you know, part of the problem we had, part of the team's disarray under Carson Wentz was that there were guys who were falling off that belief wagon. Going right back to that, like where you could consolidate belief, You are choosing not to.
Well,
and it's just, it doesn't work.
Well, regarding Carson, I think people fell off the belief wagon of Carson because of how Carson played. He was the starter all the way through until they removed him from that role. The other thing is...
Right. It's a different reason.
Sure.
For Carson, it was his actions on and off the field. Some guys were on board, some guys weren't, but you had division.
But, John,
you don't want that division.
All right, but here's the thing. I mean,
and now to start a season with it on purpose?
But when the Eagles line up for their first play of training camp, whenever that happens, their first 7-on-7, their first whatever on offense, Jalen Hurts is going to get the first rep.
Yeah.
Isn't that a signal to Jalen Reagor and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Lane Johnson, this is the guy?
No. Because they've refused. They flat out refused to even approach the topic. When asked directly, is Jalen Hurts the starter, they've avoided it.
Well, they've
said it's competition everywhere. And guys are like, whoa, are you serious?
Let's go to Dwight.
And their actions prove otherwise. Their actions that they go after, that they want Zach Wilson instead of him.
But they should have wanted Zach Wilson.
What they've said... Okay, sure.
Zach Wilson was taken with the second pick in the draft. Of course,
but they've reinforced their lack of belief in Jalen Hurts at every turn.
I think
going all the way back to last season, week after week, I was saying it at the end of last season. Like, why on earth aren't you naming this guy the starter? Because it matters.
But, John, didn't your coaches push you? This is a form of pushing a player.
Yes, they pushed us. This is something you don't mess with.
Because it's a different position.
Yes. It is the position. It is the most important position.
Well, it is that. I don't know. John and I see this very different. Look, everyone can react. 215-592-9494 to the Hurts situation. He starts camp today, but yeah, he has not been named the starter. I'm not bothered by it. The Phils, it was a huge win last night. It really was. And, you know, they very well might be a buyer. We'll say three days to go for that. Where do you stand on that and more? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, just off and rolling on this Tuesday morning on 94 WIP.